Well, it seems that all breeding in the almond industry is pointed to self-fruitful varieties, getting away from those trees that need to be pollinated. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. It saves on bees and is a lot more efficiencies when you have one variety out there that you're harvesting. Brent Holtz is a UCANR Farm Advisor, County Director of San Joaquin County. He has more on this.
The real trend, there's been some talk in the nursery, has been to develop a self-fruitful nonpareil.
That's the top variety in the almond industry.
And I listened to a talk fairly recently. You know, Tom Burchell was trying to do some genetic manipulation of the nonpareil variety to make it actually a self-fruitful nonpareil. You know, there's four or five regional variety trials where the different UC advisors have looked at some of the promising new varieties coming out. And, you know, there's a lot of things being looked at right now. Roger Duncan just had a big field day in new varieties at his regional almond variety trial east of Modesto. And there looks like there's going to be some, what everybody wants is something that gets nonpareil price and doesn't need to be pollinated.
That's Brent Holtz, a UC Farm Advisor based in San Joaquin County. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.